The room was empty of ornament, just a gray metal desk, an extra chair, and a swivel chair with a man sitting in it behind the desk. The man was white, entirely bald, clean-shaven. He wore a white shirt buttoned to the neck and a pair of pale blue jeans. The shirt and jeans were starched and pressed. His face was healthy-looking. His teeth were very white. His fingernails gleamed. The man's name was Dix. Jesse sat in the extra chair. "My name is Jesse Stone," he said. "My ex-wife says she's talked to you." "She did," Dix said. "You used to be a cop." "Until I gave it up to be a drunk." "What pushed your button?" Jesse said. "My boozer button?" "You know," Jesse said, "the precipitating event." Dix laughed. Jesse noticed that Dix's hands lay perfectly still, one on top of the other, on the desk in front of him. "Booze," Dix said.
"Booze?"
"I was a drinker of opportunity," Dix said. "As soon as I could get booze, I did. I was all right until my wife left." "No, you weren't. Even if you were sober, you were drunk waiting to happen." Jesse was silent for a time. Dix waited. He seemed ready to wait for the rest of eternity. There was nothing hurried in him. "A lot of wives leave a lot of husbands," Jesse said. Dix nodded. "Not all the husbands have a drinking problem." Dix nodded again. "You married?" Jesse said. "My wife left me because I was a drunk," Dix said. "By the time I got sober, she was with somebody else." "Tough." "I earned it," Dix said. "Like they say, if you can't do the time, don't do the crime." "Booze kill a job, too?"
"Yes."
"How'd you get sober?"
"I stopped drinking," Dix said.
"That's the secret?"
"You're a drunk because you drink," Dix said. "Don't drink, you're not a drunk."
"You don't believe in addiction?"
"Sure I do. I was addicted. Still am."
"But that's an explanation. You want to stop drinking, pal, you have to do more than explain it." Jesse smiled a little.
"You're a cold bastard, aren't you?" he said.
"Stopping is cold bastard work," Dix said. "Ever been to a shrink?"
"Not until now."
"A lot of people go to the shrink, they discover their childhood, they understand why they do what they do, and they say, 'Oh boy, now I understand why I'm such a full-bore, blue-blooded asshole.' And they think they're cured."
"But they aren't," Jesse said.
"They're halfway," Dix said. "The trick is to stop being a full-bore, blue-blooded asshole."
"I sense a parable," Jesse said.
Dix smiled. "You need will, as well as understanding."
"There's the rub," Jesse said.
"Yep, there's the rub," Dix said.
"Can you help?"
"What am I, another pretty face? Of course I can help you. But I can't stop you."
"You gotta find a reason for that."
"Like a higher power," Jesse said.
"Like not getting your ass shot off because you're drunk while serving and protecting," Dix said.
"So, what do we do?"
"We talk," Dix said.
"We think about where you are and how you got there. Sometimes I offer advice."
"Like what?"
"Like drink a lot of orange juice. Your body starts to crave sugar when you give up booze."
"Why juice?"
"Because it's better for you than candy bars and tonic," Dix said.
"For that I'm paying $150 an hour?"
$165 an hour, Dix said.
"I'm here all the time. You can call me anytime. You can stop by at 3 a.m. if you want. We can talk. We can sort out the things you tell yourself. And we can agree once again that the way to stop is to stop."
"And I'm doing this why?"
"You tell me," Dix said.
"I need to stop drinking."
Dix nodded.
"Jen tell you about me?"
Dix nodded.
"This job in Paradise is the last stop. I get off the bus here, and where do I go?"
"Freud says the things that matter most to people are love and work," Dix said.
"I don't want to be 0 for 2.
"I don't know where it will lead," Dix said, "but talk with Jen, and the bond between you is truly impressive. You're saying maybe I could be 2 for 2?
"I'm saying you do what you can. Jen is up to Jen, but the work is up to you."
"I can do the work," Jesse said.
"If you're sober,
And Jen? Jen will do what she will do, Dick said. All you can do is be sober. And staying sober helps the work, and the work helps the staying sober. Can't hurt, Dick said. Again, they sat quietly in the unadorned room. Dick's remained motionless. That's what you're doing, Jesse said. Dick didn't answer. You stay sober by helping people stay sober, Jesse said. See, you learned something already. Jesse thought about it. He laughed. I need a drink, he said. Me too, Dick said. But you won't. Nope. They were silent for a long time. Jesse could hear his breath going in and out. Dick didn't move. The steadiness of his gaze was implacable. And if I can't quit, Jesse said finally. Dix waited a moment before he answered. Then, he said, you're fucked.